God does not work contrary to His Word. He always works in unison and in absolute conformity to His own Word. For His Word is His will, and God's will is uncovered in His Word. God has ordained that by the Word of God preached, men shall be saved. Old, plain, homely preaching of the Word of God is God's method to the salvation of souls.
If you asked me to leave out of my boat on the crashing wave, and if you asked me to go preach to the lost world that Jesus saved, go, but I cannot go alone, 'cause I know I'm nothing on my own. But the power of Christ in me makes me strong, makes me strong. 'Cause when I'm weak, He makes me strong. When I'm alive, He shines His light on me, 'cause I'll never get by living on my own ability.
You ever read that verse in the book of the Acts? Let's just turn to it. What a verse it is. Acts chapter 1. The last promise that Jesus gave before He ascended up to heaven to sit with His Father in His throne, carry on His great intercessory ministry for and behalf of His church. And in verse 8 of Acts 1, He said, "Ye shall receive power." That's what the church needs. "After that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be preachers." Never said that. "Ye shall be scholars. Ye shall be clever orators. Ye shall be great evangelists." Not a word of mine. It says, "Ye shall be witnesses." You know what a witness is? It's a fella tells what he himself has said.
I know I'm nothing on my own, but the power of Christ in me makes me strong, makes me strong. 'Cause when I'm weak, He makes me strong. When I'm blind, He shines His light on me, 'cause I'll never get by living on my own.
You have an accident, there's no use bringing a professor with all his cleverness to be a witness for you if he didn't see the accident. But if there was some clodhopper standing by the side of the road and saw it, he's the best witness you could get. He's going to tell what he actually saw. And that's what God's looking for. People that have an up-to-date experience, and they can tell what they've seen. Of course, if you have no up-to-date experience, you can't witness. People tell me it's hard to witness. It's not hard to witness if your Christian experience is up to date. Of course, if it's blue molded, if it's as dry as the dust in Pharaoh's mummy, it'll be no good. But oh, if you're filled with the Spirit of God, if you've touched God in the morning before you left your room, if you've filled your heart with God's Word before you did anything else, then you go out, you'll find it easy to witness. You'll want to witness.
Father, hear my prayer. I need the perfect words, words that He will hear, and know they're straight from You. I don't know what to say. I only know it hurts to see my only friend slowly fade away. So maybe this time I'll speak the words of life with Your fire in my. But that old familiar fear is tearing at my word. What am I so afraid of? 'Cause here I go again, talking about the rain and mulling over things.
There's an offensiveness about revival. There is an ordering that is God's order about revival. And He orders it when we are prepared to be witnesses to Jesus Christ. Did you witness to one soul this week that you're a child of God? Come on, now, did you? Did you speak to one person and tell them the need of Christ? Did you give out one gospel tract or invite one soul to come and hear the gospel? Come on, now. Let's face up to it. Do you believe in hell? Do you? Do you believe that every man and every woman in this city that are not saved by grace will be in hell forever? Do you? Do you believe that? Do you believe that your neighbors, whom you know and talk to, that if they're not saved, they'll be in hell? Do you really believe it? Well, if you really believed it, friend, you would be on the job to pluck them out of the fire. You'd be on the job to see them saved. Oh, may God awaken us to the reality of hell. May God awaken us to the reality of our responsibility to win souls for Christ.
Lord, you love him so. You gave your only son. If he will just believe, he will never die. But how then will he know? But he has never heard. Lord, he has never seen. Mirrored in my life, so maybe this time I'll speak the words of life with your fire in my eyes. But that old familiar fear is tearing at my words. What am I so afraid of? Because here I go again.
The need to invite the Spirit of God back into the church. We need to invite the Spirit of God back into our lives. We need to invite the Spirit of God back into the pulpit. We need to invite the Spirit of God back into our towns and our countryside. Only the blessed Spirit of God can originate revival. And when the Spirit of God originates revival, then the simplest message, the simplest statement, comes a burning flame that burns its way to victory in the hearts of sinners who for years have slept in their sin, unmoved, unconcerned, unconvicted. Blessed Spirit of God alone can originate revival.
With your fire in mind.
There's an onus on every one of us not to resist the Spirit of God as He speaks to us. I find today there is a resistance among God's people. They don't want to be pressurized by the Holy Spirit to fulfill their responsibility as children of God. They don't want to have to go the second mile. They don't want to have to make the sacrifice. They don't want to be put in the place where they have to put God first. The onus is upon you, child of God. The onus is on you to respond to the Spirit of God, to be a willing people, an obedient people, a ready people, a diligent people, to have done with sloth, to make Christianity not something that's sewn on to our lives, but our whole life. To many Christians, Christianity is an appendage. It's an extra. Christianity shouldn't be an extra. Christianity should be our whole life. We should be living epistles read of all men. Your life is either a Bible or a libel. What is it today? A Bible or a libel? Oh, my friend, God wants to make Berezar. May God speak to our hearts today. And may God burn this text into our hearts. That the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. Revival is possible. Revival can become an actuality.